Hello. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and we were discussing how we miss talking about Jesus. And when I'm working in the field, I do this about 65% of the time. The other 35% is sleeping, eating, taking care of my body. Coming back to the US is a big adjustment, not just culturally, but also people just don't talk about Jesus as much as I do. So I don't know, segue here. I don't know if you've ever run a marathon or maybe a half marathon or a 5K. I did that one time, and whatever it was that compelled me to do that is gone now, and I feel no need to run another marathon. You're a runner, that's awesome. Such great exercise. But to prepare for this half marathon, I used to run around the academy. Now, this is a path. Some of it's gravel, some of it's dirt. When I get done, most days I would have dirt all over my shoes and my socks. It's about 3.5 miles around. Some of it's a little hilly, some of it's straightaways. It provides beautiful views of the landscape there and of the Sandia Mountains. It's a great place to walk slash run. It's just this big box. And I remember I used to go 3 times a week preparing for this half marathon. And you have this time, and I would always think about this to-do list. Here's what I had going on. Here's what I didn't get to yet again. I would just lament, oh my gosh, when am I going to get that done? I would think about the landscape, how beautiful it was, how it was created, the mountains, that thing that happened at work yesterday. And I would talk with God about problems I was having or opportunities I'd been presented with. And I would always ask him to please use me to advance his kingdom. And this is something that he always says yes to, by the way. If you're talking to him about that, he will always say yes to that. You see, each morning when I get up, I spend time with him. I start with prayer. I get into the word. And he always shows me something new every day. And this is what I share with people every day. And this is what happened to me on a hot, humid day in May. I'm there. I'm doing my lap around the academy. I'm about halfway through. I'm turning the corner, just getting ready to go run up the side that has, of course, the busiest street on it. And I misstep and I fall, roll my ankle. And as I'm laying there on the ground, just splayed out, looking up, thinking, how am I going to get back to my car? Lord, please help me, because I was only halfway through. But I didn't lay there and wait. I got up and I started hobbling back the rest of the way. And I was maybe halfway up that side when I hear a man from behind me say, are you okay? Do you need any help? And I thought, oh, answered prayer. And it was answered prayer in more than one way, because not only did he help me back to my car, we were able to talk about Jesus during that time. And about what he had spoken with me about that day. And I'd love to tell you the guy was like, yes, praise Jesus, I want to be saved. But he didn't. That's not what happened. That doesn't always happen. But what he did say, I found very interesting. He said, because I had looked into Jesus before and I didn't think he was me, but now I'm thinking I need to look into him again. And I said, great. Hope to see you again here sometime. God places people in our lives so that we can share life and truth with them. And that's what I want to challenge you to do today. Have your quiet time every day, and then I challenge you to share it with someone. Share what God is showing you. You can call a friend. You can share it at lunch, at work, or at school. You could make a video and share it. You could write it up and post it on your blog. You could do it at the grocery store, at the gym. Even when you think you've made a fool of yourself, God says, hey, I can use that if you are willing. So that's my challenge to you today. And it doesn't have to be 65% of your day, but God will use you if you make that commitment. He will make an opportunity for you to share. I hope you guys accept this challenge. And if you do, I would love to hear what experience you have. Try it for a week and see how it goes. And somebody may get saved. Will they get saved? I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe you will plant a seed that'll help someone get just one step closer to their decision. Thank you, guys, and have a good day. God bless.